You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
If you like the efficiency of the post office, the competence of FEMA, and the compassion of the IRS, we will love the nationalized health care bill.
Robert Scott Bell.
The British Medical Journal accused a researcher, Andrew Wakefield, of outright fraud.
People need to look at the details and not look at the headlines.
This is like Salem, the visceral response that they're trying to whip up in the public to try and crush this dissent.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Welcome. It's the longest day of the year in the Northern Hemisphere, the summer solstice. That's right. So we're going to take our time and talk real slow because we have extra time. But those of you listening in Australia, you're going to have to listen fast because it's the shortest day of your year. Anyway, we have fun here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. It happens to be a very special day here. And I didn't even realize this until yesterday that this was the case. It's our 100th show since we launched on Natural News Radio with Mike Adams and the Health Ranger. And it also happens to coincide with the summer solstice. This is bizarre. So who else could I have on but Mike Adams, the Health Ranger? Thanks for being here. Thanks for making all this possible.
Hey, Robert, it is great to join you on this 100th show. Congratulations for achieving this, for one thing. And think about all the amazing guests that you've had on over these last 100 shows. People like Ron Paul, people like Suzanne Summers, Jesse Ventura. So many fascinating and informative people just in the first 100 shows. It's amazing. I hope people listening to this check out your archives and listen to some of the great interviewing and reporting that you've been doing here on the Natural News Radio Network with your show.
Well, you know, it's funny how occasionally people have to take breaks and, like, you know, people have become very, let's say, expecting the archives to be up right away. And it's a day or two or 3 days later. And now they're calling, where are they? So you begin to know, yeah, people really are listening, Mike. Then we launched something really super together.
Yeah, well, you're building a huge fan base, Robert. Day by day, I see it growing. And I'm just happy to play a part in this to help bring you the attention that you so richly deserve on this. Because you have the best health radio in the world. Not to mention just the freedom aspects of it, but just in terms of health, it's the best health radio happening anywhere. Just happy to be working with you, man.
No, it's awesome. And, you know, we sometimes get some big name celebrities on here, and that's always fun. I really try to get some great stuff there. But there are a lot of people that are the unsung heroes, and that having this, being able to do this 5 days a week here with Natural News has afforded an ability to get people out that have a very important voice, a very important message. Things and even topics I could never cover when I was doing this, you know, since 1999, once a week. So this has really been exciting to me, and the response has been so incredible. And I'm pleased to hear the feedback overall has been great. I mean, we launched the toll-free number, so people are calling in with comments and questions from time to time, and that's a lot of added fun. So, you know, we'll see how we continue to develop and grow here. But, you know, as I've watched Natural News and read Natural News for many years, I thought the alignment, as we've talked about for a long time before we launched together, and funny enough, on Groundhog's Day here in 2011. Here we are 100 days, 100 shows later, I should say, on the summer solstice. I was like, there's some kind of divine intervention happening here. This is very cool.
Yeah, definitely an auspicious day, as some might say. And, you know, the feedback tells me how much they really value the content. And isn't it interesting that as you're able to do these 5 shows a week now for the last 100 episodes, that the events in the world are accelerating at the same time. So there's more to cover. More is happening more quickly. And thank goodness that you're on the air to be able to cover it every day.
Yeah, it's cool. You know, occasionally Don and I, my producer, you know, we'll joke about it. And, well, is it a slow news day? Are you kidding me?
No such thing.
You know, if we were doing purely sociopolitical, and you know, I think, and I want to say a special thanks to the listening audience through Natural News as well, that they've flexed a little bit with me. Because, you know, there are so many, let's say, broadcast media shows that try to cover health and alternative and natural medicine and such. And, you know, and I'll listen to them occasionally. But for me, I was thinking it's I got to be interested in what I'm doing. And if I just do 24/7 on the show every minute, health, 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 and nothing else, I will bore myself to tears. And you know, so I found it to expand into some sociopolitical, certainly some economics, and realize that holistic medicine is that. It's everything. It's the whole of everything. And so, you know, we've been able to sway a little bit this way, a little bit that way. Occasionally we hear from somebody and go, well, what is he talking about that for? But, you know, sometimes we got to go, okay, we do listen to feedback, but at the same time, we rhythm in. Sometimes we have a very lighthearted topic where Don and I will actually almost like we're doing a comedy show, and sometimes it's intentional, sometimes it isn't. But you know, we got to wave through so much seriousness now too.
Well, everything's interrelated. It's really a holistic approach to looking at the world. You can look at health issues in isolation, but if you do, you're going to miss the bigger picture because it's all interrelated. For example, health has everything to do with food, which is related to agriculture, which is related to environment. And environment is related to the economy, and the economy is related to freedom. And freedom comes right back to health. The whole thing is so interrelated. If you ignore one aspect of that circle, you're going to be missing the big picture. And I know you are not a guy to miss the big picture. Instead, you give people an amazing view of the big picture and break it down for them in ways that are easy to understand.
Yeah, you know, quite honestly, that's the fun part of this, because we got a lot of people that are very smart, reading natural news, listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. It's not like we got a dummy audience at all. In fact, I think, you know, we've talked about this, the most intelligent people are finally waking up. They're seeing it. They're getting their news from these sources. And that's a good thing. And it's also stimulating them to think in other ways. And I've said this, you know, one of the unusual things, maybe if it's unusual about me, was that when I finally learned how to get well, I didn't contain that knowledge within the realm of physiological health. It's like, oh my gosh, my allergies are gone. But it's like, wait a second, if I applied some of these principles I learned here in other areas of my life that seemingly have nothing to do with health, and you just drew that circle beautiful how it's all connected, that suddenly, you know, I could test it and see if it works. And so I think that's, for me, the most exciting thing, when people start seeing the aha moments of like, oh, I thought this was all about allergies, and suddenly, you know, I've transformed my economic life. And it's like, you know, I'm not a show about how to get rich quick either, but the point is, applying principles in life, our lives get better.
Yeah, and it's contagious. You're actually spreading an infection of freedom, Robert. So your ideas begin to spread into all the different areas of people's lives, and they realize, hey, if I could have freedom of choice in my health, my health care, and my health supplements, and if I have freedom of choice in my food, well, why shouldn't I have freedom of choice in politics? Why shouldn't I have more than just a two-party system to choose between?
Yes.
You know, why shouldn't we have freedom of speech that's better expressed? Why can't we have freedom to travel without the TSA agents reaching down our pants and feeling our coconuts, you know, to bring it back to food?
Yes. Yeah. Well, you know, you mentioned something about the infection, and it just brought to line. It's like, I'm very happy that I grew up not to be an infectious disease, but, you know, maybe an infectious, let's say, infectious health. Like, we're a communicable health show instead of a communicable disease. This is a good feeling.
Yeah, and the CDC is going to introduce a vaccine against it, and that vaccine is called like the Bill Gates Media Network or something.
Yeah, and you know, you mentioned the CDC. One of the most interesting calls we had recently was from a woman who said that she was contacted by the CDC. She's a woman who doesn't vaccinate her children, and they were inquiring, and the biggest thing before she left, she just dropped the phone and said, this is enough. They were inquiring about who her doctor was. And I thought, wow, I had not heard the CDC do it. I've heard of surveys. Of course, we hear about every 10 years, the census and the invasive surveys that violate or go beyond the constitutional provisions, the limitations. But here is a case where we're now discovering, just because of listener feedback, a strategy of things that the CDC is doing. In this case, I felt, to go after the doctors who are not forcing their patients, if you will, coercing their patients into vaccinating their children.
Oh, yeah, pretty amazing. There was a story recently in the U.K., I think you even covered this, where doctors there have been instructed to start determining whether their patients might be terrorists.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right.
They're supposed to become the police. Report to the government if you think your patient might be a terrorist.
Yeah, and so you come to the view of health, as you said, it's more than just about your health per se. But, you know, if we talk about doctors becoming informants for government,
You know? Secret police.
Secret police, right? And it's not good for the doctors either, because those that went into it for the right reasons now are going to be held in great with great suspicion. You're not going to trust your doctor. So if your doctor's really a good, a legitimate doctor, they're not going to be able to get the information that can help them to help you for those that are really legitimate.
No, and it's hilarious. How do they know you're a terrorist? His cholesterol number, his LDL was 137, and that's in the terror range.
Yes.
So it must be a terrorist in training.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, the terror zones, the color-coded symbols and such. And, you know, again, you come back to this, 100 days into this, 100 shows into this, and, you know, we're learning a lot. I'm learning a lot as we go here from those that are listening, giving the feedback, sharing the stories. It's like literally having reporters out there all over the world reporting back things that you would never hear about. Of course, we see that, too, with Natural News, the citizen journalists that are writing things in and submitting it. And this is just another aspect or the outreach of this new media that we were so intent on creating and being part of that creation.
Yeah, this new media is incredible, Robert. We are experiencing just really explosive growth. I think we were recently named the second most influential alternative media site.
Yes.
In the world, and our traffic stats keep going up. Sometimes I don't even know why. Look, we're just doing the same thing. Both you and I, we're doing the same thing that we've always done, which is just to try to educate people and entertain a little bit, keep it fun, you know.
Yes.
Don't get overly serious. We like to be chill about things, but also try to hit home with the points that people need to know. And we've been doing that for years and years and years. For some reason, right now, more people are waking up and they're interested in that message, and that's great. But I don't claim to have any, you know, magical secret formula for doing it. We're just doing the same thing we've always done.
Yeah, well, and that's the thing. The consistency is something, and the people appreciate it. I talk about people, you know, when they bring you up, like when I'm at the Health Freedom Expo, and there's such gratitude for the work you're doing. They recognize the passion. Then sometimes, honestly, Mike, they're frustrated. They say, hey, I email Mike, and I can't hear from him. I say, dude, I know Mike personally, and I don't hear from him every day either. You got to realize what you're doing if people aren't aware of all the things that you're doing. It's so extraordinary. And I always say, just be patient. Look what's coming out. Look what's happening. Don't worry about it if you don't hear from them immediately or in a while. And even sometimes I will get behind on responding, and I apologize. But again, there's so many things we're working on simultaneously behind the scenes.
Yeah, but you have my personal cell phone number, dude, so you can text me at any time.
Yes.
That's really handy. There's only about six people in the whole industry that actually have my cell number, and I'm hoping to keep it that way.
Yes.
It's not too many people that I actually want to hear from that way, because there is so much going on, because there's so much to deal with. And it's not just handling today's news and what's happening right now. And I'm always assigning stories to editors. We have about 15 writers that work for us, you know, constantly, always assigning stories out and trying to sometimes they'll write something that's a little bit off and we have to correct that, or they didn't research something well enough and we have to encourage them to go back and research that more. So I'm sort of directing the staff. But the other thing that takes time is producing new things that people haven't seen yet.
Yes.
Like upcoming animations, or we have a couple of music videos coming out soon. We're doing some comedy routines that are going to be coming out. And that takes a lot of time. It's a blast to do, but it's really time consuming.
Well, and of course, it keeps the consciousness shifting, always a little bit off kilter in a good way, because you never know. You get the next comedy routine, the next satirical bit that opens people up to view the world in a different way, to see past some of the things that we have been so deeply programmed, like right down into our DNA for generations now. And so the way we're going about it, sometimes it's purposeful, sometimes it's accidental. We stumble upon something so absurd and we relate it in a way, and it's like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I can see that now. So it happens to us at any point in time. And this is the, you know, the fun thing, the creative element that we're trying to do. And sometimes we even succeed at it. A lot of times more than not, you do.
Well, there's a bunch of stuff that we never release that wasn't really that good. I'm sure you have the same. Like, you've probably tried comedy skits with your producer Don.
Sure,
you tried things that maybe didn't work, and you just said, let's just not use that.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, a lot of times that's the behind the scenes thing that people realize. You try to put on a 2-hour show every day, And it's a lot of work, a lot of prep that goes into it. And to continue the creative flow, to not be too repetitive. Although, you know, we do find that the information that we're revealing and relating is sometimes so far afield of what they've heard that they demand hearing it again and again and again. Sometimes I scratch my head and go, do I need to say it again? And then you hear enough and you say, okay, I'm going to go with it, because there's enough people that are just so hungry for that which is not available in any other media source.
Yeah, that's what's so great about what you're doing, and hats off to Don as well for producing these shows. He's doing an amazing job. You're doing an amazing job. You guys have put out already, just in these first 100 shows, truly a treasure chest of valuable information. If people go through and listen to these 100 shows, they're going to be better informed than, frankly, any physician graduating from medical school on, you know, on health and wellness and nutrition. That's without question. In fact, that you probably hit that milestone in the first 10 hours.
Well, yeah, and you know, and it's fun to spotlight the those that have been trained allopathically as well. It's a nice opportunity to show people, you know, because it's a lot of times you can fall into the us versus them mentality. I know I've been there because of the way I was raised and the way doctors took care of me or didn't treated me improperly as well. And so there are a lot of things that I think are bringing all of us back together again to recognize that, hey, you know, people can be human again. Like, there's a lot of dehumanization in a lot of fields, but talking about it in these ways and bringing people together from different backgrounds and even the allopathic thought form, I'm all about integrating that. And I think people respect that it's not just, oh, we don't like whoever. No. It's like we can work and coexist and, you know, kick butt together in a good way.
That's true. I really like that about your approach. And it's also another reason why people love to listen to you, because you give people the freedom to choose and then encourage them to determine what's working. Because people are smart these days about that. They don't just believe everything they're told anymore. They want to go with what's working, and they're willing to try different things and then see what's working and abandon the methods that are not working, which is usually pharmaceuticals and surgery and chemotherapy, radiation, whatever. That doesn't really work.
Yeah.
The stuff that you talk about does work, but you don't push it on people like a medical Nazi. You're just sort of like, hey, have you considered that you don't have to suffer in order to be free of cancer?
Right, right.
And that's a beautiful message.
Yeah, you know, and there's efficiency of communication. And we find that as you communicate more, like I've talked about in my history, going back to when I first, you know, learned homeopathic medicine, went out on the circuit to communicate and teach and even teach doctors. There were certain things I found that, you know, were successful, that were very well received, and there are certain ways of communicating that just fell flat. And I had to be willing to take serious criticism to be able to come to this point and say, you know, it wasn't about me. It wasn't about my ego. It was about the importance of the message. How was I going to be able to communicate efficiently and effectively so that the message would be received? It wasn't whether a person took the message and actually did something with it. That's always the freedom of the person to accept or reject it. But to get it past the censor so that they at least had to consider it, then I felt I was successful.
Yeah, well, you've definitely mastered that art, Robert, and every show that you put out is very successful these days. You're reaching more and more people. You've hit 100 shows now. I know you have many, probably thousands more shows to go. I don't think you'll ever get bored with this, because it's just too interesting. So much going on every day.
Yeah.
So I just look forward to being part of this, working with you to get your shows out there, get more people listening as you do the next 100 shows.
Well, Mike, you know, you have my heartfelt gratitude. Since we launched this, it was a grand experiment. We, you know, we didn't know. We even had some stumbles along the way, but the people, you know, they bear with us and they, you know, they understand what we're going through, and it's really hitting well. And Mike, what can I say? But big thank you, big hugs to you, and appreciation that I have that we have this platform, and it's growing and growing and growing.
Well, thank you to you, Robert, and also thanks to all the listeners out there who support this show, make it possible. Also, the sponsors who are supporting your show, definitely a big thumbs up to all of them. I know that you also are sending them a lot of thanks. That's what makes this possible. So thank you, everybody, for your support. And look forward to more, Robert. I'll join you again here any day you want me on. I'll come on. We'll wrap out about the latest topic.
Absolutely. You know, you have an open door policy on this show. And of course, everybody that's listening at naturalnewsradio.com, if you have not already done so, enter your email address. We try to get some email updates out there with different links and different good things you may want to know about as far as the show and other things that are going on. And of course, my website, robertscottbell.com, still developing. I'm a neophyte comparatively speaking, but you know, far as it goes in the spoken word out here on the show, we are having a great time, and we'll continue to do so. Thanks again, Mike.
Thank you, Robert. Take care.
All right, we'll be rocking the health world a little bit more after this break. Special summer solstice edition in the Northern Hemisphere of the Robert Scott Bell Show. The 100th episode continues with my good friend Liam Sheff after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including the 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
What do you think? Call Robert now at 866-939-2355. That's 866-939-BELL.
What is the number one secret to all your health problems? I'll give you a hint. Dr. Alexis Carroll kept chicken heart tissue alive for 28 years in a test tube. He said the cells remained youthful so long as the metabolic wastes were washed away. But when wastes were allowed to accumulate in and around the cell would age and then die. So the key to radiant health is cellular cleanliness. And the key to keeping the cells clean of chemicals, free radicals, and heavy metals that we are bombarded with in our society is glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by every cell of the body. Glutathione levels decline due to toxicity and aging. The number one food to replenish your body's glutathione levels up to 64% or more is unheated, grass-fed whey protein powder. This miraculous superfood may do more for your health than any other supplement you've ever taken. To get your free report on the best whey protein powder, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Thanks again to Mike Adams for joining me on this 100th episode. I really appreciate him dropping in to celebrate with me as a milestone hits on this summer solstice day in the Northern Hemisphere. If you'd like to chime in, if you want to have your voice heard, we'd love to hear from you. 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355, robertscottbell.com, as well as naturalnewsradio.com. Also, remember, if you want more people to learn about the show, if you like what you hear here, then tell people to go to TalkStreamLive.com as well to click the listen links between noon and 4 Eastern Standard or Daylight Time, depending on the time of year, and midnight to 4 a.m. Same thing for those of you in the Southern Hemisphere in Australia. You want to listen, click through TalkStreamLive.com. It'll rank us up high in ratings, and people will see it, and discover natural news and all the wonderful things we do here. And right now, one of the wonderful people that comes by time to time on the Robert Scott Bell Show, his name, investigative journalist? No, that's not his name. That's his description. He's a good friend of mine. Liam Sheff returns for the 100th episode. Welcome.
Woo, 100 episodes.
Yeah, okay, now we can retire. It's all over. 100 episodes, swan song. Hey, man, thank you for all your contributing work and your investigative journalism. You've added a lot over the course of our first 100 here. I really appreciate what you do.
Your inauguratory, is that a word? Three, 4 months?
Inauguratory. I'm the one that gets to make up the words here, Liam, not you. Inauguratory. I like that.
Well, Gesundheit. And yes, it's a wonderful thing. I hope it grows and grows. It's been wonderful. It's been exciting. Everybody in this community, and it's a big community, loves it. And I've been at these three of these Health Freedom Expos. People come up, they know you. The first one, you didn't have the show, and I think during the second one, you might have been sort of getting it in shape, but by the third one it was there. You had your own show, you had your weekend show, but
yep.
People don't remember the old days when they had to tune in on the tin can radio and get the aluminum foil just right,
to get Robert Scott Bell on the weekends. But now, 5 days a week on Natural News, 1 day a week on GCN, and there's still not enough time to say everything that goes on. There's still so much to cover.
You know, that was the interesting thing. People thought, hey, how are you going to do from 1 day to 6 days? And I was like, believe me, all the years I've been doing this, it wasn't that I was so great. It was just there was so much to say. There were so many stories to cover, so many absurdities. I mean, occasionally, Liam, we're a little intellectual. We're a little bit irreverent, maybe a lot irreverent from time to time. You know, I talk with Mike about his flexibility, and I'm grateful for him because, you know, there are audience sensitivities. And we've taken this show out to different realms, not just health, physiological and emotional, but we've entered the realm of economics and politics. We've talked, you and I have talked history, really cool stuff, you know, about the reason why things are the way they are. And it really expands the kind of definition of a health show, which is what I've always wanted to do. And so we're actually doing it.
Yeah, I love it. I remember when we first started talking about this. So can we talk about the electric universe? Can we get into these political issues that might be, I don't know, the last thing that you'll have time for on a 2-hour Sunday show? Or was your show? Was
yeah, absolutely. Well, there was a time it was 1, then it went to 3, and then I cut it back to 2, and you know now it's you know, get 12 hours a week total. But the thing is, there's never really even enough time with that. But we've been able to slow down the pace, cover a lot of issues, interview a lot of great guests. And, you know, you and I, when we've covered some of these, some would say very intellectual discussions, but very heartfelt, going into some historical perspectives as well. Never had the time to do that before. So, I mean, this is the kind of thing that really allows us to explore much more in depth and take the time to share what's really behind the story, so to speak.
Right. And you say intellectual, but you know, it makes it sound wonky or something. We're not trying to be Al Gore showing the slideshow. We're saying, look, these are the things that are happening in the world, and these are the stories behind the sciences. We had this great talk the other day about George Lemaître. Nobody knows who he is. He should be the most famous guy in the world for discovering, if you believe it, how the universe started, except that it's a total myth. It's a myth of science, this Big Bang theory. And we got to talk about that. It was just so – I love stretching out that way. I think people get a charge out of it, to use that word. We're talking about the electric universe. Well, they should get a charge out of it. It is fascinating, fantastic stuff. Nobody will cover it. PBS doesn't have the courage or the cojones or whatever. You know, they're beholden to the National Academy of Science. So they're not able to say anything that isn't already being funded and isn't entrenched and embedded. I'm very excited about what your show and what the Natural News Network can grow and become. And, yeah, I'm just very grateful for it.
Yeah, it's awesome. And, you know, to use the word intellectual, I kind of think of myself as the anti-intellectual, especially when it comes to the authoritarian view. I've never been much one for degrees, even though I've got one. I don't even talk about it because I'm kind of, you know, embarrassed that I actually went to university based on what I know was taught there. You know, it's like those things that are considered badges of honor for me, they don't impress me because I've seen too much behind. And you, of course, have seen it as well. You've been at the heart of some of the, you know, the top universities and challenged the professors there that basically are worshiping and not really doing true science. And so for me, the irreverence is I kind of intellectual irreverence or irreverently intellectual or non-intellectual. I don't know how to describe it exactly, but there's a sense of freedom in what we're doing here. We're not constrained by the bounds of, you know, official authority or looking for permission to cover these issues. And that's, you know, like I said, it frees you up, and it's just a wonderful thing to float like this.
Right. And I want to make sure that everybody knows I don't have an advanced degree. I went to school. I took everything that I wanted to take. I took as many things as I was interested in. I would leave school. I would work. I would go back. I would take as many things. So I've got hundreds and hundreds of units. But I grew up in a family of doctors and scientists and researchers, and I was very aware that somebody with very advanced degrees could be a truly middling human being or even a bad one.
Yes.
And they could have a very limited intellectual sense. In other words, they could be absolutely beholden to the people who gave them their degree. You know, it's not that I lacked for an education. You know, the best thing that I ever studied in my life and for 2 years in the 7th and 8th grade was Latin. You know, it showed me that we lived in an historical continuum, that most of our language came from somewhere else, and that there was a society that predated ours that was very, very much like us.
Yes.
And the way that we trick ourselves into believing that we're, you know, we're the shining city on the hill, well, that's been said before. So, you know.
Yes. and you didn't even know it unless you went back to that. And it's funny, when I was in high school, I practically went in and demanded that I get into the Latin class, right? I didn't know why I really wanted. I think it was because I always had a penchant for medicine, and I thought that's where I was going, although the only framework I had was so-called modern medicine, pharmaceutical doctoring medicine. And so there was a lot of derivatives in the Latin world to the names of medicine, so that intrigued me. And yet they wouldn't let me in the class. They said, oh, it's a dead language. You don't need it. I'm in high school. I'm asking to be put in the Latin class. They said, you don't need it. Just like, you know, I look back and laugh at that. And then who knew, eventually I would become a homeopath, which every word we learn is Latin, you know, the basis so that all homeopaths around the world could speak the same language, identify the same medicines, although we're not going to intoxicate people the way the allopaths have.
It's a different paradigm. It's a different modality. It's a rather ancient modality. The idea of a little tiny bit of a strong poison will get the body to create a stronger healing response. So it's a very ancient, interesting idea. I for the last few days, I've been reading about something I was always, I don't know if I was opposed to it. I just didn't really care. I've been reading about this thing called hemp, and I was, like everybody else in this country, probably under the suspicion or impression that hemp was the same thing as marijuana. Well, they're related plants, and now I'm reading, and I think here's another area in which I've been propagandized, and I'm looking at this hemp plant. We're talking about nutrition. We're talking about essential fatty acids, accessible proteins without the drug in it. I'm thinking, wow, no matter how much you learn, there's always something. There's always another corner to turn, and I think that we always have to remember that it's the learning process never ends. The people with degrees who sit on their degree and are proud because they got patted on the head by somebody at Cornell or Yale or Harvard, their learning is over. Their continuing education is done. They know nothing else. And I can go through the stories of people in these upper degrees that I've confronted with new information.
Right.
I love
those stories, by the way. I just like, you know, you're the rebel with a cause, if I can say that. You're in there. They don't know what's going to hit them. And what do they do? You've got to start stuttering in a PhD sort of way.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah. It's a PhD dance.
I'm grateful to my lineage or whatever inculcated me with this ability to enjoy and read this literature and to know when I'm being lied to.
Yes, exactly. You know, and that's what I enjoy too, finding that out. You know, it's like, well, why do you want to know when people are lying to you? Wouldn't be blissfully happy if you just didn't? It's like, no, that's just not the way I'm made. And I think a lot of the people that are, you know, finding Natural News, finding the Robert Scott Bell Show, and you wonder, well, why do they keep coming back and listening for more? I mean, they must like to learn that the world is not what they were told it was growing up. Just like me, I guess there's a lot of us out there.
Yeah, well, we're the exception to you know, I suppose I always wonder how much of the population is there to be the exception to sort of the going belief system. And I don't have a number. It could somewhere between 2 and 20%, depending on the issue. But I'm always glad for us. I'm glad that Mike Adams decided to, you know, support, I think, the best guy doing any of this kind of stuff. I mean, there are guys who touch this. You know, Savage will touch this. He's the only – I can't really think. I mean, George Norrie sort of fiddles with it a little bit. He lets people on his show. But you are a homeopath. You study this stuff. You had health issues. You work through them. You don't give advice that doesn't work.
Yeah, that's the funny thing too. I get these people calling in and writing. It's like, hey, this worked. And, you know, I'm like, well, no, I've been doing radio for 13 years talking about remedies, and of course they've never worked. That's why I'm still on the air. And I think it's funny, but it's not at the same time, because there are a lot of false promises and even false prophets out there. I don't claim to be a prophet of any kind. I just kind of learned from the experience, and that's the, you know, the so-called hard knocks. You heard the proverbial hard knocks, but whatever it takes to indelibly mark these principles, you apply them, you test them. Do they work? Oh, they work. You find out they work for other people. Oh, they work for other people too. At a certain point, you go, who am I to argue with this success? Just let it loose. Let people know about it and let them see too.
Well, yeah, and I came through my macrobiotic studies, and I try to be pretty, you know, I can't give medical advice. It's not my job, and I'm not insured against lawsuit like the FDA, which also doesn't claim their medical advice is any good. Clark Baker pointed this out, and we did some interviews about that. I don't know if you remember, but yeah. He pointed out on OMSJ, the Office of Medical and Scientific Justice, that all of these mainstream AMA, FDA, you go to all of their disclaimers page, and they'll tell you the same thing. Don't trust what we say. We're not going to be legally responsible for it. But if somebody like you or me come on and we say, well, we've been reading and doing, and walking this walk for a long time, and this is very effective for people who do it, but we're not making any promises. Well, the FDA can come and get us and, you know, bind our ankles and lead us to Washington.
Yes.
You know, this is a big fight. We're fighting for, and I brought up hemp before, and I've sort of not been interested in this because I'm not a drug user. You know, it's just not in my interest, and I sort of frankly get annoyed by potheads. You know, it's just something about me.
Oh, come on, go easy on the relaxed people. I mean, those aren't the people declaring war, you know, all the time or doing war.
I know, and I realize that's a terrible reason to sort of look askance at an entire field of inquiry, though. And I brought myself up today, and I said, well, people are talking about hemp; they're not talking about marijuana. So I looked, and I thought, wow. And even if you look at marijuana, it's this incredible medicinal thing, right? But everybody on that side, or on the homeopathy side, or on the macrobiotic side, the vitamin C side, the colloidal silver side, whatever it is, green tea and coffee enemas, they work for some things too. We're all on the same side. We're all saying we actually want to be able to determine what we do with our bodies.
Yes, yes. Well, let's determine what we'll do with our bodies and minds and spirits after this break here with Liam Sheff. He's going to hang on for another segment here. 100th episode, special edition. We're just going to have some fun here. And we'll talk a little bit more about the hemp issue, the things that Liam's discovered. I think it's fascinating as well. As you find out, it's like, whoa, it didn't have anything to do with drug or drug-like effects? Wait a second. Now I got to go back to history again. And that's what we're going to do after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is Mike Adams inviting you to check out naturalnews.tv. This is a video site, a video community website that's been called the YouTube of the natural health community. It's pretty cool there. You can upload videos, share them, view other people's videos. Right now we're serving over 1.2 million video views a month. We've got a personal health transformation video contest on the site. We've got recipes, superfoods, lectures, interviews, anti-cancer information, diabetes information. I mean, it is just loaded with great videos, how-to videos, knowledge, wisdom, everything you need to know to pursue a natural health lifestyle. Oh, and it's also got a bunch of cool freedom videos from Alex Jones and Jesse Ventura as well, because we are a freedom-oriented natural health website, kind of a health freedom website. Check it out at naturalnews.tv. Again, that's naturalnews.tv.
For over 10 years, Nordic Naturals has been the world leader in crafting omega-3 fish oils that are great for the body and great for the planet. From the oceans to our Arctic processing facilities to the store shelves, Nordic Naturals knows that natural doesn't only mean exceptional freshness, taste, and purity. It also means we work one-on-one with researchers and a select group of fishermen to make sure that we harvest only those fish species that are flourishing from seas that are abundant. With Nordic Naturals, you get all the benefits of omega-3 fish oil, a strong heart, clear eyes, and flexible joints, plus the reassurance that our products are environmentally friendly. Call 1-800-662-2544 to receive a sample of our delicious fish oils or visit our website at nordicnaturals.com. Call 1-800-662-2544. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Got a question for Robert? Call now at 866-939-2355. That's 866-939-BELL.
Worried about how you'll pay for retirement? Even if you haven't saved a dime, there's a way to trade up to a better life when you retire. The experts don't tell you because there's no money in it for them. But thousands of people rescue their retirement this way every year. You can too at GoRetireBetter.com. David and Ann from North Carolina did it. He had a computer job. She was a secretary. They worked hard, saved, but still, they didn't have enough to last long term. So they rescued their retirement, just like you can, at GoRetireBetter.com. Today, they live like the upper crust in a 3-bedroom home with a pool. They eat out all the time, go to concerts, take trips to the beach. They don't worry anymore about outliving their nest egg. Find out how they did it at GoRetireBetter.com. That's GoRetireBetter.com.
Robert, Scott. spell.
Let's take a walk on the wild side.
Alrighty then.
You're everywhere, baby. Radio, TV, the papers. Am I right or am I right or am I right? Right.
Robert Scott Bell.
You know, a lot of people listen during their lunch hour to the Robert Scott Bell Show, and my apologies for yesterday's show because we were sort of confronted by a news story that we just couldn't ignore. Don, my producer, and I just we couldn't even cover it with straight face. I asked my friend Liam Sheff about the story because I figure if anybody could get to the bottom of this and find out if it was real or not. I kept suspecting this was an Onion News Network story. They couldn't make this up. And we're not talking about hemp burgers. We're talking about poop burgers. Liam, what'd you find?
Well, Robert, I was able to get to the bottom of it.
No, you weren't. You really? I expect that you would.
I dug and dug and dug.
Okay. I hope not too deep.
I went as deep as I could into the bowels of the story. Yes. Here's the story. It's not April. It's June. So what are we supposed to do? This is being reported on major networks and news information, clearinghouses, Yahoo, AP, etc., that a Japanese scientist was able to take bacteria from mud, human waste,
yes,
and process it into food. They call it a meat substitute. I don't know if it's a joke. I don't know. In other words,
you couldn't find anything that would show that it wasn't a legit story. I mean, because the Japanese are pretty creative. I have to give them credit for a lot of things they do. I don't know that I do them, but this story was just sensational in a sensationalist sort of way. We had to cover it, but okay. Well, let's move on from there because
Wait one second. Okay, News.yahoo.com. Okay. Right? Japanese scientist synthesizes meat from human feces. It goes on and on. Even the Yahoo writer or the AP writer is saying it somehow this feels like a Vonnegut plot line.
Right. Yes.
But what they're saying is, and their point is well taken, that raising animals for food, raising animal agriculture and feedlots, taking all of the land that we have, growing genetically modified corn on it, stuffing it into cows, which are herbivores, which eat grass, which do not digest this stuff, is causing an endless amount of ruin to the land, the water, and to our health.
Yes.
Whether it's a joke or not, whether it's an environmental group within the Japanese government putting forward something to get people to wake up, let's ask the audience. I mean, would anybody be willing to be convinced that taking this bacteria from a fecal source somehow can be cleansed through the miracle of science? Is that something that we're able to be convinced? If so, wow, you guys are in a lot of trouble. If you're like me and you say, that's okay, I'll have the black beans, please.
Right, yes, please. And it's a P.T. Barnum moment for sure. And, well, I mean, this, you know, the efficiency of use of land's resources, that kind of thing, I mean, it's not an economical use in any stretch. But we know that we can gather protein sources much more efficiently elsewhere. And this brings me back to hemp. Because, you know, whether it be hemp protein, hemp, the omega-3s, the amino acids, a lot of things that are amazing about it. And you discovered recently that it wasn't about the smoking variety. It literally was something that could replace cotton, could replace, you know, a lot of fuel sources, could replace a lot of fabrics and textiles. And, I mean, we can go on and on as far as nutrition in hemp. And you think about that, we could just convert everybody in Japan to do hemp. We don't have to eat poop.
We don't have to eat poop, and we don't have to get high. I owned my bias in the last segment. I'm just not a Grateful Dead fan. I'm not. You know, I get bored with the pot jokes and the pot laugh, and I knew a lot of those guys in high school. Like, okay, enough of that. I get it. It's funny. It was funny 10 minutes ago. It's stop laughing. It's not funny anymore. You know, marijuana. You get bored with it. So I just said, well, they're all the same thing, and people talked about hemp, and I saw the clothes that people made out of hemp, and I was never a great fan of vests with some sort of design on them that just didn't do much for me. Well, I decided to grow up a little and get past my bias. I saw a couple books. I picked them up. I started reading about the medical effects of THC marijuana. They're significant. They're not minor. If you are undergoing a major medical intervention that requires you to be under terrible, terrible drugging and you can't eat and you're vomiting all the time, this drug, the marijuana plant,
yeah, it actually works.
It actually works. It reduces swelling in the eyes so you don't go blind if you're having a glaucoma problem. It deals with people who said that they had immune deficiency, whether they call it AIDS or something else, were able to eat and not be sick and gain weight and live. Fascinating stuff. But never mind that. this is an industrial godsend that was banned from the United States for growth in 1937 or so. It was brought back for a few years in World War II because it was so valuable. Then it was banned again. And my feeling is that this thing has been banned because it competes so heavily with two industries. One, the pharmaceutical industry, and the other, the petrochemical or pesticide industry.
Right.
And why do I say that? Hemp requires almost no pesticides, and it requires no herbicides. That is, Monsanto doesn't have any use for it. They can't sell Ready Roundup. Hemp, on the other hand, is a weed. It grows wildly. It doesn't contain any clinically significant amount of any drug. It actually contains something called, let me see if I can find the name, CBD. There are two kinds of compounds in hemp. One is THC, which gets people high, and it gives them that kind of fascinated by their thumb, you know, by their staring at their navel quality.
Yes.
And then there's the other one, CBD. They're analogs, but CBD is actually anti-THC. The hemp plant, the industrial hemp plant, is a different plant. It's actually an anti-THC plant. There's no reason on earth. Let me say this clearly. Industrial hemp, which produces more textile, more paper, more seed oil, more oil for paint, more oil for biodiesel, more essential fatty acids than any plant on earth that I've found, per volume, more usable protein of a good source than almost any other plant, more complete protein than soy, by weight, fibers that can be used in construction. I mean, are we going to just go to China for all of this? Because that's what we're doing right now. They can grow it. We buy it. Why are we buying from China that which George Washington and Thomas Jefferson famously said, grow this stuff. It's good for the land and it's good for people.
Yep. And the Declaration of Independence written on it, of course. And the bluegrass state of Kentucky. We got a potential governor there, Phil Moffitt, who I've interviewed. He's running on a platform of farm freedom to legalize a very profitable product that is not a drug. That is an amazing, amazing thing. And you mentioned that it is like the opposite, if you will, or the counteracting element. In nature, we find this to be very fascinating. I do anyway, that in nature, you can find a poison in a plant. And within, I don't know, 20 feet or 20 yards, you can find an antidote in nature. It's kind of natural to an environment that has not been spoiled. There is something that counteracts something else. And these two forms of a similar, they're cousins. The cannabis sativum, which is different than the hemp, marijuana different than the hemp, is something that counteracts. But again, you look at this and also you look at the name of marijuana. You even revealed to me that something about the reason they actually called it marijuana.
Right. The predecessor to the DEA, Drug Enforcement Agency, which was taxing marijuana so that nobody could afford it, called it marijuana after the Mexican name because they wanted it to be associated with Mexicans and blacks in this country. In other words, it was a pejorative. We're supposed to think, of course, that Mexicans are lazy, which we know is true because they pick all of the food that we eat.
Oh, good Lord.
You know, I mean, so it was meant to be, we were meant to think of this as some low-life thing that people did. Now, the commercials come on TV, and they show people melting into the couch and so on and so forth. This is the most, everybody who's ever done a study, and I mean people within government, will tell you this is non-addictive. Yes, it's slightly habit-forming, but they'll say there's no clinical addiction. You don't go through withdrawal. And I've been reading this and studying this and thinking, because like I said, I'm not a fan. I mean, I don't come into this as somebody defending the right to kind of get high. If you want to waste your time, that's your business. I'm not Ayn Rand. I'm not trying to make everybody really productive or anything like that. But at the same time, it was just personal annoyance. You know, I grew up and I just got annoyed by people smoking pot. Like,
yeah,
stop.
Well,
boring
yeah.
me.
Listen,
I,
you know.
But that's such a lame reason not to look into the technical merits of this industrial product, which don't contain the drug, you know.
Yeah.
That's the amazing thing about it. It's not the same thing.
Yet it's been banned for economic reasons, not for let's say the reason that somebody might say morally it's wrong to smoke pot. That's irrelevant to the hemp because it has nothing to do with it. So it's a whole separate argument. But the reason that it's banned is, of course, the protection of a lot of different industries that are threatened by a crop that doesn't need genetic modification, does not need pesticides, that rehabs the soil, that provides food, that provides clothing, that provides even shelter and more. So obviously this is something we're going to be covering more of in the near term here as we move forward to the next election cycle. I want a litmus on candidates. You know, how do you feel about, re-allowing the re-legalizing hemp for, for profit, to allow the farmers to actually grow something they can make money on.
Do you know that the fibers from this last for years and years, whereas cotton is the most heavily industrial pesticide sprayed
product
right. on earth.
Yeah.
They then take the seeds from this disgraceful product that they've doused in pesticides, and they squeeze it into things like peanut butter and frosting. So cottonseed oil is put into mostly into kids' food, and we wonder why we have allergies. We wonder why we have a lot of childhood cancers. We wonder why we have so many autoimmune diseases. Cottonseed oil's in peanut butter. I mean, it's just a junk product of the worst order, and they put it into peanut butter. Hemp seed oil contains some significant proportion, if I said 90%, I'd probably be underestimating, of essential fatty acids. In other words, things that heal your body, heal your cells, heal degenerative diseases. It's an amazing thing. And the fibers, like I was saying, the fibers from it will last for years. You go to Old Navy and buy a $10 or $20 pair of jeans, you'll have a hole in the knee or the backside or wherever you sit the most in 3 months. Hemp, years and years. So we're looking at industries that would be competed with and destroyed by something that can grow wildly all over the country in all 50 states without herbicides. An amazing, amazing plant. And I am humbled before my own indifference, too.
There you go, Liam. Growing up big time on the Robert Scott Bell Show. I appreciate all that you do. You know that. And it's fun because here we just covered another topic that wouldn't be covered even in regular talk radio. Other than they would make fun of it and call it marijuana, they wouldn't really take it, you know, as serious as it is in regards to the nutritional and other uses, the reason why that it's out there. So I appreciate you bringing that up and covering all the stories that you do. We've got a lot more to do on the Robert Scott Bell Show. This is not the last time you will hear from Liam Sheff. And check him out online at liamsheff.com and reducetheburden.org. And there's so much more to do, Liam. Thank you for being with me on the 100th episode.
Gracias, muchacho.
All right. We'll be right back with more Powerful Healing a little later in the show. We have Amazon John talking about protecting the Amazon rainforest and all the good medicines that come from it. We'll be right back.
If you're looking for FDA-approved radio, you're listening to the wrong show. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is Mike Adams inviting you to check out naturalnews.tv. This is a video site, a video community website that's been called the YouTube of the Natural Health Community. It's pretty cool there. You can upload videos, share them, view other people's videos. Right now, we're serving over 1.2 million video views a month. We've got a personal health transformation video contest on the site. We've got recipes, superfoods, lectures, interviews, anti-cancer information, diabetes information. I mean, it is just loaded with great videos, how-to videos, knowledge, wisdom, everything you need to know to pursue a natural health lifestyle. Oh, and it's also got a bunch of cool freedom videos from Alex Jones and Jesse Ventura as well, because we are a freedom-oriented natural health website, kind of a health freedom website. Check it out at naturalnews.tv. Again, that's naturalnews.tv.
What do you think? Call Robert now at 866-939-2355. That's 866-939-BELL.
Hold that shrimp on the Barbie until you find out about Papaya 35 Multiply Plus, direct from Australia. All natural, GMO-free Papaya 35 Multiply Plus is made from fermented papaya and pomegranate, rich in natural probiotics, digestive enzymes, and antioxidants. Now get this spectacular product to boost your natural killer cells to help your immune system and improve your digestion at the same time. So now you can have your shrimp on the Barbie, feel better, and if you act now, get a great down-under price and free shipping on each product that you order. Don't wait. Go to onestophealthshop.com and order now. That's one-stop-health-shop.com. Get that great down-under price and free shipping right now at one-stop-health-shop.com. That's one-stop-health-shop.com.
It's a long way to the top if you want to rock and roll.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Is anyone still under the mistaken assumption that people with breast cancer, women or men, are lacking ionizing radiation? Well, according to Medical News Today, the breast cancer patients, they acknowledge, could benefit from fewer radiotherapy treatments. And you notice how they use that word radiotherapy? It sounds like, oh, they're just listening to the radio. But it's radiation. And then they go after Joseph Mercola, for God's sake, for why? Why? Because he's promoting the idea that mammography is not so good for the breast and that thermography may be a better way to detect things much earlier. So if you can detect it earlier and cause no additional cancer, they don't like that. But they acknowledge here with the science, in a new major clinical trial coordinated by the Institute of Cancer Research, the ICR, determining whether people diagnosed with breast cancer could benefit from receiving fewer radiotherapy treatments than current. And that's out of the UK, because they love the radiation in the United Kingdom. U.S. does too. But we just don't need more of this. We need women getting more vitamin D. We need women getting more selenium. We need women getting more, you know, sunshine and vitamin D, but we also need women detoxifying the fat-soluble toxins. We need more women in far infrared healing light saunas to remove that which is stuck in the lymphatic and breast tissue. That would, you know, even if there's a problem in the lymph, it's the lymph stasis, it's not the cancer per se. It's the body trying to detoxify, desperately trying to normalize what's going on in there and detoxify from it. Have you started detoxifying from life itself? From the many exposures that we're all facing? If not, I don't know what you're waiting for. But again, selenium is a key element here in restoration of a detox pathway, supplying that which is needed to bind out the heavy metals and fat-soluble toxins and pesticides, etc. But now we got word off of PBS NewsHour. How did they let this out on public broadcasting? That certain antibiotics are spurring widening reports of severe side effects. And how does this link to breast cancer? No doubt the gastrointestinal destruction happening from these antibiotics is contributing to these cancers and more. Yes, that's right. Only here on the Robert Scott Bell Show we'll recognize that antibiotics, vaccinations are linked to all of these cancers and other problems. And remember when we had the nurse call up with the, what a fascinating discussion that was. She was telling us her story about overcoming the side effect of the antibiotic that was given for her UTI, her urinary tract infection. Eventually, she got through it with silver, but the devastating impacts of these new antibiotics that are creating absolute muscle destruction. I mean, this is just as bizarre as could be. It used to be just gastrointestinal destruction, but each new class gets more toxic, gets more powerful. It's like chemotherapy for everything. And of course, that connects to further problems that we're seeing. Do you know that 1 in 12 U.S. children may have food allergies? If it's only 1 in 12, I'd be surprised at this point. There's a lot of food allergies coming, and this is the only show where we acknowledge that the gastrointestinal integrity or the lack thereof is really the cause of these allergies, getting these macromolecules, these proteins absorbed through the gastrointestinal tract into the bloodstream, and then, of course, overreacting, hyperreacting, histaminic responses, overburdening, weakening the body until it's depleted, and then, of course, the loop back to cancer. People with allergies, the allergies disappear. They've done nothing to change their diet or lifestyle except take drugs, which is neither, and they end up stopping their allergies. They say, hey, my allergies gone away. I get concerned because they're likely on the road to cancer. This is all related. The antibiotics, the vaccines, and healing the gut damage is so critical to breaking the cycle of all of these diseases guaranteed to be on the increase. And, of course, undoing the antibiotic damage. Hey, how about undoing the antibiotic before you do it? There we have to rely upon, well, that which we're afraid of, dealing with infection without resorting to antibiotics. Are we willing to do it? Can we do it? Yes, we can. Forget Obama. He can't. We can. You can. And, of course, hearing these stories, that's why I like the Hometown Healers. If you have a story to share, the number is 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. This is the 100th episode. I am grateful to be here with you every day. And if you've gotten something really cool from the show, call me up. Let me know if something really bugged you in the first 100 shows. Wow. Or you want more or something or less of something. Let me know. I'm curious. I suppose that's why I can do these shows every day, because I'm always curious about something, whether it be healing or some things that I've discovered or whether it be somebody else has discovered it, and I want to interview them about it. You know, like the simple process of Liam going, dude, I thought hemp was marijuana, and it's not. That's a cool discovery, and a lot of people are still needing to discover that. So we can restore health, healing, and sanity. If it's at all possible, we're going to try to do so here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We got lots more healing to do on this 100th episode. Great interview coming up with Amazon John. We're going to talk about the Amazon rainforest, the medicines coming from it, how we can protect it, how we can protect your health, detoxify as well, maybe lift your mood too. Right here, right now on the Robert Scott Bell Show, reminding you before the break, well, after the break too, that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott
the
Bell
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Oh, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just came out of here.
Robert Scott Bell.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn,
today, Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Rocking the health world, 100 episodes in. Welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show. And I was just talking about allergies after the break. Once again, thanks to Mike Adams, Liam Sheff, good friend for being here to say hey and keep rocking the health world. Love that. But as it ended the last hour, 1 in 12 kids have food allergies. I covered that story. I was like one of those 1 in 12, but, you know, I had them bad, real bad. And I've told you my story over the time I've been on the air, even within the 100 episodes we've done so far with Natural News Radio. I've talked about antibiotics, talked about antibiotic severe side effects. We've had guests on that have talked about it, including the nurse that had to overcome them. We've talked about issues like breast cancer and radiotherapy. We've talked about vaccines. All of these things damage and inflame tissues and, of course, weaken the integrity of the epithelial lining of the gut and, of course, intoxicate the liver because we're actually increasing debris, inflammatory debris, as well as recognizing our exposure to these toxic synthetic medicaments, including the antibiotics, which, again, are having foreign protein, well, I'd say proteins in this case, allowing the foreign proteins in because of the damage it does to the epithelial lining. Somebody wrote a comment on the Facebook, really appreciated the way I was describing the GMO issue, how we're dealing now with foreign proteins. We have amino acids. We have sequences that make up the proteins that have never before been in existence anywhere that we know of in history, of the history of creation. And suddenly, in the span of, you know, the blink of an eye, really, Monsanto or others put together these GMOs and unleash them on the wild and expect that there are no unintended consequences. How do you expect you're not going to react to these foreign proteins that your body goes, what the hell is that? Come on. And that's even if you have an intact epithelial lining, which most people in the West, in America, do not have because of their reliance initially on vaccination and then the preponderance of antibiotics that, you know, they're lacing everything with. The food, much less if you go out and particularly say, hey, doc, I need some vitamin A, and you don't mean real vitamin A, you mean antibiotics for an infection or otherwise. Whether it be viral, bacterial, or fungal, they'll likely give it to you, you know, except for the few responsible docs that might say, hey, you don't have a bacterial infection, I refuse to give this to you, and then you go somewhere else for it. Not you right here, but there are plenty of our fellow Americans in the West, and Brits, perhaps Australians too. Anybody in Ireland, you do that as well? that where the dominant paradigm is allopathic medicine will go, hey, yeah, give me an antibiotic, inject it, whatever you got to do. And you've never heard me advocate for the banning of them, but certainly I wish they would put it back in the box and only take it out for very extreme cases where, you know, you can argue life will be saved based on the rapid intervention of these toxic chemotherapeutic agents. But the liver is key. There's a story here, quite profound. Say, you know, goes to what I've been saying for years too. And this is off of CNN Health. It's called The Growing Culprit Behind Liver Disease. Now, what do you think the growing culprit is? And there's a hint in the title of the article. The growing culprit. What could be causing liver disease? Now, you remember Super Size Me. We just had Alex Jamieson on recently, and she was talking about, you know, how Morgan Spurlock basically had a cirrhotic liver, fatty liver, in 30 days of eating McDonald's food morning, noon, and night, and how he had to be detoxified through food and other means, and it restored health to his liver. That's the good news, is that we've got a resilient liver, we've got a regenerative liver. Of all the organs, it's got the most potential for regeneration. But here we have CNN Health covering a story and saying, hey, we might have figured out the culprit behind liver disease. So I'm looking at this with real interest going, oh, what are they going to reveal here? You know, because I recognize liver congestion. You know, I don't need a liver enzyme test to tell me what's going on there. And they actually even acknowledge the pain of the chelidonium point. They didn't call it that, but they say, well, it doesn't always happen. And it's not always alcohol. It's not alcoholism in this case. What they're saying is people who are fat. They're talking about obesity again is now another cause for another disease when it is no such thing. Obesity is not the cause of liver disease. You know, fat causes liver disease. Fat causes a fatty liver. No, it's what's in the fat, dagnabbit. When are they going to finally get their head out of their aspirin bottles and see this for what it really is? But of course, this becomes another story focusing on, oh, well, we got to reduce weight. We got to lower the fat. We got to make some dietary shifts. Hey, is there any mention of organic food? Yes, reducing pesticides in the diet. No? Oh, big surprise. They talk about the patients that lose weight. Yeah, a patient lose weight, eats better, he exercises, but they don't tell you what that is. Reduce calories? No, you're going to concentrate the toxins. You might hammer the liver further, which is, again, another reason why we've got to increase selenium levels very, very significantly from whole food sources. And if you haven't called up and said thank you to my good friend Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com to find out the selenium that I recommend and I utilize, please do so. 866-424-1077. It's that simple. But then again, we've still got the gastrointestinal distress, don't we? The gastrointestinal inflammation. I mean, we could do our homeopathic detox remedies, which we should be doing. We could be doing our radiation detox remedies, which we should be doing. We could be doing the selenium to get the liver going again. Yes, absolutely. But how do we break the cycle of gastrointestinal inflammation, degradation, dysfunction, malabsorption, on and on and on? And that really is the critical difference between what I talk about here and what is only hinted at elsewhere, if that. Which brings to light the most email I get, the most phone messages we get, all about, you guessed it. And guess what, Don, you said Janet called again? This time on this one? Okay, go ahead and run Janet's call.
Hello, Robert. This is Janet from Florida calling. I wonder if you can provide the specifics of the silver aloe protocol that you have mentioned frequently on your shows. I looked on the website and did not see it. Thank you.
Okay, Janet, this one's for you and everybody else that wants to know this and keeps asking about it. I feel like I'm pretty clear about things and I communicate rather well. And I acknowledged a good communicator, but I guess in this point, it is so stunningly simple that people need to hear it again and again and again. And I don't mind telling it again and again. It's like a good joke that you'll laugh at no matter what. I mean, I could still watch to this day the Abbott and Costello, Who's On First, and I will still laugh, okay? Although this is not a laughing matter, this is a healing matter. So as many times as I've told the intestinal health protocol to restore integrity to the epithelial lining, it's still just as valid as the first time I said it. I still keep hearing from people that are having life-changing experiences in a matter of weeks, sometimes sooner. Remember Leslie? I linked to her blog yesterday. Yeah, it's an amazing story. And she has utilized it and lost 22 pounds. People say, I want to lose weight. Well, listen, your weight loss is a byproduct, if you need to, of restoring integrity to the liver, detoxifying, and intestinal integrity. You know, cleansing the gut of the microbe, the microflora that are bad, you know, that are imbalanced. The, what we called it, the colonization, they call those biofilms. I want to get the silver down there, you know. I've talked about the properties of silver. So very briefly here, I take 1 to 2 tablespoons, depending on if it's, I'm a small adult or a big adult, or anywhere in between. You can do 3/4, whatever. Janet, I don't know how big you are, but maybe it's only 1 tablespoon. You know, if you're 150 pounds, I don't know. Maybe then it's 2 tablespoons. But anyway, it's about 1/2 ounce to 1 ounce of silver hydrosol mixed to 1/2 ounce to 1 ounce of aloe vera juice. Just find a good, organic, simple, clean aloe vera juice. Nothing fancy. Mix them together. Put them in a shot glass if you have it. Drink it down like you're in college. Just shoot it 3 times a day prior to meals. That drives the silver and the aloe into the gut, where it needs to be to do its work, to wipe out the bad guys, so to speak. I don't like to talk in terms, but I'm going to keep it simple here. And reduce inflammation of the tissue, stimulate the stem cell production of local damaged tissue so that the healing of the integrity, if you will, of the epithelial lining of the gut is restored. Now, if you do that 3 times a day, in about a week, you know, most candida issues are done. 10 days, certainly, if it's only that. But we're dealing with the old gastrointestinal chronic inflammation points. Oh, it gets much more complicated, gets more intense, could be 2, 4, 6, or even 8 weeks. Whatever it takes, which I've said so many times, saying it again, that it's better than the colorectal surgeon after the gastroenterologist has given up on antibiotics and prednisone because you can't take it anymore. And your body can't take it anymore. Your cells are rebelling. You want to use glutamine, L-glutamine? Absolutely great. You want to use silica? Absolutely, I agree. Call up Jonathan, get some silica as well. These are the things that can be done to do the impossible, according to modern medicine and gastroenterological interventions, colorectal surgeries. And you do that, you do your probiotics at night. Whatever kind you got, I like Dr. O'Hare's, but maybe you got one that's working for you, fine. But get the flora in at night, cleanse during the day 3 times a day. If it's a week, if it's 10 days, 2 weeks, whatever. Then afterwards, kick some probiotics in big time during the day as well. And you will see this transformation like nothing else. That's the brief version. I think I'm going to have to do, Don, I'm going to have to do a full-on hour on this separate from the show that'll go into all the questions that are coming in, all the emails. What about this? What if that? I mean, I can't cover enough even in the 2 hours a day here, and I'm not going to do a show every day on the same topic. But I don't mind, honestly. And Janet, don't worry. You don't annoy me. I love the questions. If you have that question, that means 10,000 other people probably do as well. Listen, I got to take a break here, going a little bit long because we got a lot more to do with Amazon John here on the 100th episode of the Robert Scott Bell Show as it's been started here with naturalnewsradio.com. Sign up for email alerts. Call me at 866-939-BELL. And let's have a good time. Let's go to the Amazon rainforest next, right here on the United States and World of Health Talk Radio.
Why do you listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show?
Bravery and integrity is amazing, and it's much needed.
I love, love, love your show.
I love the show, like all the things that you're doing with Mike Adams and all the writers at Natural News.
To be quite frank with you, I think the show is the biggest breath of fresh air we've found.
Call Robert now at 866-939-2355. That's 866-939-BELL.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
What do you think? Call Robert now
at 866-939-2355. That's 866-939-BELL.
Hey there, this is Mike. Got a couple of things you may want to check out. Did you know about the website counterthink.com? These are some really hilarious, freedom-oriented, health-oriented, even political cartoons that you got to check out. Counterthink.com. And if you want to know what's in your food, go check out foodinvestigations.com, where you've got a bunch of free mini documentaries, little videos there that you can watch that will show you what's in your food and what's not in your food. We talk about Total Blueberry Pomegranate Cereal made by General Mills. Did you know it has no blueberries in it and no pomegranates? We got the video right there on foodinvestigations.com. And if you really want to know what's in your food, your medicine, your personal care products, and so on, head over to naturalnews.com. We're publishing about 12 articles a day now, everything from healing superfoods to the dangerous chemicals in your products, foods, and medicines. Naturalnews.com. Check it out.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Welcome, we're back, and we are rocking the health world here. A special guest with me for the first time. I've been wanting to talk to this guy for actually many years, and I now have the opportunity. Since we're cranking up the Robert Scott Bell Show 6 days a week, I get to talk to a lot more people, and a lot of really great people, like Amazon John, John Easterling from the Amazon Herb Company, and I'm grateful to have you on board. You're a friend of Mike Adams for many years as well. We're going to talk health healing on a planetary scale. We'll talk the Amazon rainforest as well, but I'd like to welcome you to the Robert Scott Bell Show, John.
Thanks, Robert. Great to be with you this morning. Really appreciate all the good work you're doing.
Well, you as well. You've done some tremendous work in revealing the real medicines of the planet coming out of a very special and I call sacred area of the planet as well, and raise the awareness of the threats to it. When we talk about the healing, the medicines coming out of the Amazon rainforest, also the threats to it, we've got to recognize that a lot of the drugs, in fact, that have been altered came out of areas of the world like this, where they take something natural and beautiful and synthesize it, and then it creates all kinds of aberrant side effects as well. But despite the fact that they're finding these things there, they don't seem to want to take care of it. It seems to be the onslaught is continuing down there.
Oh, it's a fascinating story you have there. It's exactly right. You know, there's about 100,000 species of plants in the Amazon rainforest, of which the Western model of science has only looked at a tiny 3% for the therapeutic value. Yet, Robert, from those tiny 3% come almost 25% of the pharmaceuticals. So every drug company is stumbling around in the Amazon because that's where the real treasure is. And interestingly enough, right now, I mean, you're right. The idea is to take this substance and study it, and you see the absolute benefits, you know, from the botanicals, and then they want to isolate specific compounds such that they can synthesize those so it fits into their model, a drug model, a pharmaceutical model. So what's happening more recently, we see, is that some of these plants, I think, are simply protecting themselves from being delivered in that model. Sangre de Draga is a great example. It's a sap from a tree. You hit it with a machete, bleeds just like blood.
Yes.
It's 90% pure proanthocyanidin, but it's also extraordinarily antiviral and was showing in their test to have an extraordinary effect on the herpes virus. So that's obviously a huge drug potential, since almost 1 out of 4 people carry some form of a herpes virus.
Yes.
And the more they synthesize that, they saw what the sap did. The more they synthesized it and isolated it, the more toxic it became. So it became a very frustrating experience, and they went through over $30 million before they shelved it. And so they saw how great the sap was, but they don't sell sap. They sell drugs, which is okay because we don't sell drugs. You know, we sell sap, and we're very appreciative of the research that they did on this sap. And the fact that some of these plants, I think, have an innate intelligence that are allowing them to stay in their natural form.
Sure.
And that's one of the things that I'm seeing that tends to be, I think, quite a positive.
Well, you know, we know the medicine's coming from the plants. Of course, you can read it biblically in so many ways throughout history that all the medicine is there for us to utilize. The moment you synthesize it, you corrupt it, you imbalance it, and as you said, it becomes toxic poison instead of wonderful medicine. Now, the movement towards health and healing of the American people has been, you know, an ongoing thing over the last decades, in fact, yet our federal regulatory agencies seemingly very upset if you basically link to the science that has been done, for instance, on this particular sap. The moment you acknowledge that it can actually do something, and then suddenly it's an unapproved new drug, not something that predated the FDA by, thousands and thousands and thousands of years.
Yeah, so true. I mean, you know, but we live in a world where information is available, information is spreading, and ultimately I think the truth prevails. And people are curious, they're intelligent, they want to know what's real, what's going on. And that's what's driving, I think, the entire natural sector, is people are getting down to a truth orientation and seeing what can really help and facilitate and what can't.
Yeah. Well, I want to take a step back because I know a lot of people that are fans of Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, Natural News, may know about you from history, and I certainly utilize your products over the years and know your integrity and passion as well. But, you know, let's let people in that are new to the program and new to you get your backstory. What was it that stimulated or motivated you that got this passion flowing that you would go to the Amazon and, you know, do your level best to preserve that which is there? It's kind of like, it reminds me a little bit about when I went to West Africa a couple of times and I went to speak with the healers there. And rather than bestowing upon them my knowledge as a homeopath, I said, go back into the bush, preserve, protect your medicines of your ancestors, because what we've done in the West is destroyed medicine rather than really protected it. And there must have been something like that happened to you.
Yeah. In fact, my story, I guess, it begins real early on, but I'd always been interested in South America when I was a kid and sort of dream deferred. So I sold my car and went to Ecuador back in the 70s. And I went down originally, Robert, looking for lost cities of gold, for Inca treasure.
That's
and
great.
Kind
Indiana,
of made my
Indiana
living
Jones.
Doing that, pre-Columbian yeah. artifacts from, you know, Chimu and Moche cultures and that sort of thing. But as I started spending more time in the jungle and getting up on the Rio Ucayali, the major tributary of the Amazon, and working with indigenous people with tribal artifacts, they began to share with me some of these botanicals. In fact, I had had hepatitis, Rocky Mountain spotted fever, many years ago when I was in college, and so it left me in a very compromised place.
Right.
And they kind of picked up on that because I was getting this low-grade fever that would come along, and just went off in the bush and gathered up some Chanca Piedra and Uña de Gato and fed me this tea. And much to my surprise, it really turned my life around.
So prior to that, John, you weren't even necessarily utilizing natural botanicals as such. As far as, you know, my background is a typical American. I was grown pharmaceutically. I didn't know about any of these things. Had to learn because of health crises that drove me into natural healing.
Exactly. Same thing here. I mean, I had no clue about the, you know, the health benefits of the botanicals. I was there dealing with monkey bones and blowguns and gemstones and
wow.
mineral specimens and a whole variety of other collectible kind of treasure. And so this was a kind of an expansion. And when I recognized that, when this thing really, you know, the mental acuity came back, the energy flow came back, all these things started happening in my body.
Yeah,
it was just like one of those moments where I realized, gee, all these years I've been coming down and cutting this stuff down,
and
the real treasure, you know,
yes.
is growing right out of the ground.
Exactly. Now, why is it that you didn't think to call the FDA right away when they gave you this herb to see if it was approved?
You know what? It was, you know, what I saw was a benefit, and that's what I wanted, and I maintained a stash of that. And then I went to try to look at some research on this on my own, and found out that the things they had given me, like Chanca Piedra, has a reverse transcriptase inhibition effect, meaning it interferes with viruses' ability to replicate. Now, when they saw me, they didn't say, hey, John, we've got a reverse transcriptase inhibitor we're going to go get from the jungle. They just looked at me, intuitively knew,
yes.
and brought it. And so it works. And our minds and our culture has been trained to really study and do the research and find out why. And, of course, oftentimes that becomes just a big cerebral exercise You only get the benefit if you eat the product and let it interface with your physiology to initiate that healing process.
Right. So now you're in obviously a big transitory or transition phase where you're saying, okay, here I was seeking treasure, and now the treasure may in fact be the herbs, the botanicals, the plants themselves, and not having the background as a healer, and not many people do in our culture anymore because it's all about drugging and suppressing, but true healing is about bringing that to the body, you know, that rebalancing the body with all these things that we know now that you can do. You're now talking in terms that many medical doctors and scientists don't even discuss. Of course, reverse transcriptase, they say that, but my goodness, what a transition in your life to go through that and completely re-educate your whole mind.
You're exactly right, because it suddenly really hit me that, wow, this made a huge difference in my life. It can help a lot of other people. We're just scratching the surface. There's so much of this here. And over the 30 years that I've been going into the Amazon and working down there, I've come to the place of belief that I believe that all of the degenerative issues that we're dealing with now can actually be enhanced and or reversed by these Amazonian botanicals. There's just so much that we're just now getting into. It's a very, very exciting time for, you know, changing the parabolic rise of these degenerative processes. I don't know how long we can live, how good we can feel. We're really at the very front end of this, because this is changing people's lives in a dramatic way.
Yeah. Now, I want to get into some of these herbs, of course, and some of the elements that we want to address. But primarily that, the concern I have, which we've been talking about, you know, even growing up here in America, you know, the last 10, 20, maybe even 30 years, some awareness has been eking in and growing of the attack, if you will, on the deforestation issue down there in the Amazon. And is that still an ongoing problem? Has there been a concerted effort to stop or slow down the deforestation? Where does it sit today as we've, you know, become more aware of this over the past few years?
It is a challenge. It is a problem. I tend to be optimistic because I believe that we value and protect. We protect what we value. The more people recognize the value of this, the more people are going to, you know, vote to actually consume this, and that kicks in a spiral essentially of environmental economics that makes it more valuable alive than dead.
Right.
But there is a threat. There is a deforestation. Right now, the oil companies are perhaps the biggest threat. There's a lot of oil in there. As we know, the price of oil is very high, and the oil exploration in the rainforest is a very messy business. There was a gigantic spill in Ecuador many years ago that they're still seeing the repercussions of that, with a lot of degenerative kind of diseases coming along with some of the children that are living in the area of that spill. And so the awareness is there. Some of the laws are there, both in Peru and Brazil. However, in the last year, there's been some areas of Brazil where the deforestation has accelerated. And there's some new legislation in Brazil that may loosen those environmental laws. So that's of concern. In Peru, 3 years ago, the president then opened up 90% of the rainforest for oil exploration. There was a lot of oil claims being staked. There was a strong resistance from the Amazonian Indians, in particular the Aguarunas. And there was a real conflict. Some people were killed, and actually they sent in helicopter gunships and were shooting Indians from the air. This became known. There was almost a revolution in Peru where roads were being shut down. Indigenous people were marching on Congress, and they actually had a special emergency session in the Peruvian Congress that helped to reverse two of the most onerous laws that they had passed in regard to oil exploration in the rainforest. So there's some good news, there's some tragedy and some good news, and this is a very keen and developing topic. And the idea is to help empower the indigenous people to protect their land, to have sovereignty over that land, and to make their own decisions about their future.
Beautiful.
And at the same time, to educate them on the value of that rainforest to the rest of the world. We're so dependent on it.
Yeah, absolutely. We're talking with Amazon John, John Easterling from the Amazon Herb Company, about many things, including the medicinal herbs of the Amazon and also how to protect it. When we come back from this break, I'm going to ask some more questions about how we can do from all over the world, because people are listening to this show now all over the world. What can we do to help out in that regard to preserve that which could save our lives one day? As well as talking specifically about some of the newer discoveries and how that can help you very specifically. I've got the links up to Amazon John as well, to the Amazon Herb Company. You can check it out at robertscadbell.com, as well as if you're getting the daily updates through naturalnewsradio.com, where you're listening right now. Enter your email address and you'll be sent out a daily update as to what's going on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We got lots more healing to do. Stay with us. Coming right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hold that shrimp on the Barbie until you find out about Papaya 35 Multiply Plus, direct from Australia. All natural, GMO-free Papaya 35 Multiply Plus is made from fermented papaya and pomegranate, rich in natural probiotics, digestive enzymes, and antioxidants. Now get this spectacular product to boost your natural killer cells to help your immune system and improve your digestion at the same time. So now you can have your shrimp on the Barbie. Feel better, and if you act now, get a great down-under price and free shipping on each product that you order. Don't wait. Go to onestophealthshop.com and order now. That's one-stop-health-shop.com. Get that great down-under price and free shipping right now at one-stop-health-shop.com. That's one-stop-health-shop.com.
Nordic Naturals offers a complete line of omega-3s from fish in combination with omega-6s from organic borage oil and evening primrose oil. Involved in research and education, Nordic Naturals is the chosen brand for various clinical trials at accredited universities and research institutions. All of Nordic Naturals' products are made exclusively from three fish species: Arctic cod, anchovies, and sardines, as they are naturally high in the omega-3 fatty acids EPA and DHA. Many of us lack essential fatty acids, or EFAs. Some of the early signs of EFA deficiency: fatigue, heart problems, immune weakness, poor circulation, and often depression. If you're one of the many Americans suffering from these symptoms, give Nordic Naturals a call at 800-662-2544 or visit them on the web at www.nordicnaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, the company that cares not only about you, but also the environment.
Got a question for Robert? Call now at 866-939-2355. That's 866-939-BELL.
Hi, this is Mike Adams inviting you to check out naturalnews.tv. This is a video site, a video community website that's been called the YouTube of the natural health community. It's pretty cool there. You can upload videos, share them, view other people's videos. Right now we're serving over 1.2 million video views a month. We've got a personal health transformation video contest on the site. We've got recipes, superfoods, lectures, interviews, anti-cancer information, diabetes information. I mean, it is just loaded with great videos, how-to videos, knowledge, wisdom, everything you need to know to pursue a natural health lifestyle. Oh, and it's also got a bunch of cool freedom videos from Alex Jones and Jesse Ventura as well, because we are a freedom-oriented natural health website, kind of a health freedom website. Check it out at naturalnews.tv. Again, that's naturalnews.tv.
We interrupt our program to bring you a special broadcast.
Robert Ryan.
He is tenacious, isn't he?
Scott.
He's a brave and a decent man. He's a pioneer.
Bell.
This message must be read in every newspaper, heard on every radio, seen on every television.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
If ever you want to chime in on any of the subjects or interviews and things that we do here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, the toll-free number is 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. We'll get your calls on the air whenever we can. And, of course, we've talked about the website, robertscottbell.com, and all the good stuff that's happening there and developing. Now, We've got other things we've got to talk to right now with Amazon John, and he mentioned some very actually brutal things that go on, the ugliness of man against man going in and exploiting the land, the peoples. And, you know, it reminded me, John, when you were talking about this, of was it John Perkins, the guy that wrote Confessions of an Economic Hitman? How
yes.
They would literally go into places like Ecuador and whatever and just basically try to steal the resources, leave people a fraction of a penny, if that. And at the same time, the corruption in government, they would pay off government officials to sell out their people. So what you're saying is that obviously we know has happened, but that's still an issue here even in the 21st century.
It's still an issue, and it's an issue, I think, that goes back to the root of the issue, which is human beings. I mean, there's a folly in human beings, and especially in politics, especially as things become valuable, as many the rainforest is so valuable from so many perspectives. Obviously, it's valuable in a global perspective. From most people agree, oxygen's a good thing. It produces 30% of the world's oxygen. It produces it's called the pharmacy of the world with the medicinal plants that are there. But then there's also gold there. A lot of gold exploration going on, and they're using mercury to help concentrate that gold, and that kills dead big chunks of streams and tributaries in the Amazon. The oil exploration is a big issue. And another big issue that people may not consider is soybeans, the growing of soybeans. There's so much deforestation in
you
Brazil.
You kidding me? John, they're growing soybeans down in the rainforest now?
In the rainforest. It's the biggest in Brazil. It's the biggest deforester. It's the biggest reason for deforestation is growing soybeans. And if you track this through, why the little innocuous soybean is so valuable, it's because in places like China, you know, as there's greater and greater wealth amongst billions of people, they've got more of an appetite for meat now. And, of course, the meat has to be fed with grain and soybean.
Oh,
so the
man.
Huge demand on soybean as a livestock feed to feed, to grow the beef, to serve the new emerging Chinese appetite. And that goes back, falls into Brazil, clear-cutting to
Dude, why can't they just use human poop? Because that's what they're doing in Japan now. Did you hear about this story? I covered it yesterday on the air. Scientists in Japan are converting human waste into steaks. It's like, if you're so hungry for that, just use that. Don't wait. Don't destroy the rainforest, for goodness sake.
That's a real direct recycle process there. No, I hadn't heard about that.
Oh my gosh!
But,
oh my, yeah. So go back and anybody that missed the story, my producer Don and I covered it. I was reading the story on the air, John. You couldn't do it with a straight face. But they're serious.
Well, it sounds funny and entertaining, but if they're doing that, they're really onto something.
Yeah,
I mean, they've really, really broken the code on that one.
Seriously. Although they did admit that they have to use food coloring and flavorings to make it palatable. So, you know, we're not into the synthetics like that either. But, you know, if we talk about the growth of the population explosion, these are the excuses to say, well, we've got to, you know, rape the land even more. But it certainly would be much more efficient to feed people vegetarian foods than to feed the animals these vegetables, however GMOs that they are, and then feed that to the people. So there's efficiency in action that is not acknowledged in regards to the population explosion that is causing a lot of these environmental catastrophes that could be navigated without having to reduce population, in my opinion. But they don't want to look at it that way. They'll either reduce the population or destroy the rainforest or both.
Yeah, you're exactly right. I mean, it's the Western food habits. It's our eating habits that tend to lead the world. And so, you know, the extraordinarily bad and inefficient habit of eating meat, whereas that same protein, as you point out, can be eaten earlier in that stage of the process, you know, six or seven times more efficiently. And it's that bad habit that's spreading, that's causing a huge demand that ends up deforesting the rainforest in Brazil to grow soybeans. And what a cycle.
Yeah, no, it's amazing. And of course, most of these are GMO and very, very dangerous, in fact, to consume as soy product. I mean, the limited amount that they do eat in Asia is largely what we call fermented and cultured. And this is not what they're promoting it for these animals, much less people that consume this stuff.
Yeah, right. So, you know, as we look at that, you know, there are things that we can do. Essentially, we have to make it more valuable than growing soybeans on it.
Right.
And ultimately, once we recognize, and it's a function of education, I mean, once you recognize, you know, the extraordinary value of what these botanicals, how they can enhance, accelerate our health, and I'm talking about moving the health of humanity to a place where it's never been before, because we've never had access to these things before. We've never had access to this raw material that can integrate with our physiology and move our heart, spleen, lungs, thymus, liver, all of these organs operating at a higher level of efficiency for the first time in the history of our species really has significant global impact. You know, if we can get to these and get them to the population, you know, while they're still available.
Well, how is it that you've navigated the terrain here, knowing that there's a lot of influence in economics? Well, it's really ultimately all economics there, that would work against this kind of freedom to access the medicinal herbs of the Amazon versus exploit it for oil and other things. You know, we talk about the dangers of the economics of the confessions of an economic hitman, that kind of thing. How have you navigated that terrain safely? Because it seems like you're, you know, interacting in a very dangerous place.
It's a it tends to be a bit risky. However, you're right. Ultimately, the economics will drive it, no matter what people are saying. People ultimately vote with their money, and that creates a cycle of demand that will be fulfilled. And so if we can show, and it's really just about getting the information to people of the benefits, the extraordinary benefits of some of these botanicals, it initiates a healing circle, what I call a healing circle, whereby people will have access to the healing potential of the rainforest, and at the same time, we're able to also devote funds to protection of the rainforest, to education in the remote indigenous communities, to educate these communities about, you know, they know the value of the rainforest locally to themselves, but to educate them the value of that rainforest to the rest of the world. If you're a child growing up in the Amazon, you assume every child everywhere is growing up in the rainforest.
Right.
And so we have to let them know, hey, you have a very unique and special environment and biodiversity here. The rest of the world simply is not growing up like that, and we're dependent on the oxygen that comes from here and these medicinal plants, and demonstrate a value so that when the oil companies come, they have a different set of data points to make their decisions.
Well, in this case, then, how do we change the economics of scale so that there is viability to preserving the rainforest versus, you know, basically wiping it out?
Well, I think it's kind of three things. One is, you know, just demonstrating, let people have access to and taste and feel and know the personal benefit of these Amazonian botanicals in their own body. Once they know that and they want to continue to consume it, that creates this healing circle. The second thing is, we've already talked about, which is the inefficiency in the process of protein consumption,
right,
which is growing soybeans in the rainforest. That's a huge deforester. The third thing is the energy supply. I mean, my car is 100% electric. I've got a Tesla. It's 100% electric. So if everybody had a car like mine, the oil companies would leave Peru tomorrow morning. So I think that's already in play. I think the solar technology, the electric technology, I'm confident that that's going to decrease the demand for oil and take the oil exploration and the deforestation associated with that, hopefully take that right out of the picture.
So one less economic influence in a negative context we could solve. You know, you look, we were seeing the dangers that we're discovering now of nuclear energy, which was sold to us as it's the clean energy. And we know how much so-called oil has to go into the production of the facility, much less now when they fail disastrously with impact globally, not even just, you know, just locally, which is bad enough. Now, when we talk about some of the medicinal herbs, which we want to do now, and we'll have another segment together to do that, counteracting a lot of these toxins, the pollutants. I mean, I think that's the biggest issue when we talk about Ayurvedic herbs, even ancient Chinese medicine. Me as a homeopath working clinically based on a detox drainage type principle, the more we can get to restore integrity of the body by detoxifying it, the better off we'll all be in moving forward. Just like cleaning up the environment externally, we've got to do it internally. What kind of things have you discovered out there in the rainforest that could help us clean up our act?
Jurubeba, Akashofra, Boldo. These are all plants that are great and wonderful detoxifiers. One really helps secretion of bile in the liver and through the gallbladder to help clean and flush that gallbladder out in the liver, you know, the two big detoxification organs.
Yes.
And the Shanka Piedra, it's actually Shanka is an old Quechua word, which means to shatter. So the name of the plant is to shatter the stone. And that's excellent for not only the kidneys as an eliminative organ,
right,
but also in the liver, you get these little ducts that accumulate calculi that clog the liver. And then also around those calculi is a great place to a great environment for virus to colonize. So when you eliminate those little grains that tend to clog the liver ducts and eliminate that, you're eliminating the virus and also making the liver much, much more efficient.
Nice.
And that's a very important.
Good, good. Well, I'm going to have to read up more on those two, and in particular, because that's a big focal point of what I have to emphasize every day here, that there's got to be more ways that we can to clean up our act, because we've got more assaults and more threats to our health. We've got one more segment with Amazon John here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, a very special segment, special interview, talking about not only preserving the rainforest, but preserving your own body as well. And I don't mean by formaldehyde for when you die. I'm talking about preserving it for life. And that's what we're doing here every day. The Robert Scott Bell Show rocks on for health, freedom, and liberty. We'll have all those links up as well at the blog at robertscottbell.com. And we're coming right back. I'm going to talk about a few specific herbs. One I encountered at the Health Freedom Expo from Amazon Herb Company when we come back.
Giving the pharmaceutical industry cardiac arrest.
Clear.
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
What do you think? Call Robert now at 866-939-2355. That's 866-939-BELL.
Hi, this is the Health Ranger here, inviting you to check out the Natural News Store. Yes, we have an amazing store offering superfoods and other healthy food items, including kitchen appliances like Vitamix blenders and food dehydrators, nut milk bags, lots of things for anyone who's interested in leading a healthier lifestyle. And here's another cool part about it, because we have such a huge reach, millions of people a month that we're reaching who follow Natural News, we're able to get huge discounts on some really high-end superfoods and nutritional products. We offer those at ridiculously good prices on our specials page. You can find that right now at store.naturalnews.com. Just go to store.naturalnews.com and you'll see the current specials link on the left-hand column right at the top there. Click on that. You can check out the current specials. We've got superfoods at prices that are often 40 or 50% off. Check it all out at store.naturalnews.com.
In the health world through the power of radio, it's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Seeing as how it is the summer solstice today, June 21st. We're going to take a little bit more time with Amazon John. We can, like, slow things down here because it's the longest day of the year. I love that. This is great in the Northern Hemisphere anyway. Those of you in Australia better listen quick because it's the shortest day down there. So, you know, where you are depends on how you get the message. So glad to be with you. Amazon John continues here. Amazon Herb Company will talk about how to connect with some of these issues and how to support as we talk about the restoration or reforestation, if that's at all possible down there, or preserve what is still there, the medicine cabinet of the planet, in fact. And, John, you've been doing so much work. I have to, you know, salute you, hats off, however we say it. Appreciate all your good work in getting this out there.
Thank you. Thank you, Robert. It's been it's just an exciting adventure. You know, I mean, the treasure just continues to come.
Yeah. I mean, you search for gold and you find the real gold. In fact, I'm holding a bottle here of Camu Gold. When I was at the Health Freedom Expo on the last day there, I'd done a lot of lectures and moderated panels, and I was talking. I was doing radio shows. Oh, my gosh. It was nonstop. And quite honestly, I was a little exhausted. My voice was starting to go, and I ran into Joy, who works with you. And she gave me a little bottle of Camu Gold and said, here, take a few drops. And I was like, I was very appreciative of it, and I understood the value there. And it really did get me through, gave me a lift to go through the rest of the day, and had one more big lecture that I was able to do. So I appreciate that as well. And that's kind of what stimulated me. You know, I got to get John on here. It's been too long since I've been trying and thinking about it. So grateful we finally got you on board. Now, you can relate to us. What is this? You mentioned it earlier, too, this Camu, something unique that may be not available anywhere else on the planet.
Yeah, Camu Gold. It's very exciting product. And what it is, of course, Camu. And the Camu is it's a little berry that grows in the Amazon floodplain. And it's got several very unique and interesting characteristics about it that you'll see the benefit of. One is, it's got the highest concentration of naturally occurring vitamin C of anything in the world. But that's only the beginning place, because the thing that, Robert, that I think you experience and I experience, and the thing that really connect with people, is its ability to kind of change the biological terrain of the brain, because it facilitates uptake of serotonin. Mm. It's got some unique amino acids in it, leucine, valine, serine. And they just create this terrain where the serotonin uptake is increased. And when that happens, of course, that's you could say it's a feel-good neurotransmitter.
Right.
So we call this kind of the Amazon feel-good fruit.
Well,
this changes your perception in a subtle way. Your perception of the world becomes much brighter. Clear your mind and brighten your day.
You know, it's like the happy berries. They promoted the goji berries from the Himalayas. Seemingly, the berries have a lot of medicinal properties that are very beneficial. But having them, and this is a little dropper bottle I have. It just seems to be so simple to use. And, you know, like I said, I'm a happy guy already. But I was mentally exhausted at that point. That's the thing that I was feeling more than anything. It was like, wow, you're really processing a lot of information. You know, people are asking, you're trying to give out as much as you can give out. And at a certain point, you can feel it's like, wow, I really need a little assistance here. And this Camu did it. So thank you.
Yeah, you bet. Yeah, it just makes you feel good. And you become more fluid. Your thoughts are flowing better. You become a little more social. And all of those things happen. The interesting thing about the Camu berry is, you know, where it grows in that floodplain. Because we know the biomass or the soil in the rainforest is really, really rich in nutritional compounds. And because there's 100,000 species of plants that are dropping into the Amazon. They drop their leaves, their stem, they fall over themselves.
Right.
And so when the rains come, that water level rises like 30 feet during the rainy season. And it picks up the biomass of the entire Amazon basin. And so that's what moves and flows and settles over these Camu trees. So they have a diet like nothing else, even in the Amazon, and they're able to extract and concentrate that unique profile of nutrients, of nutrition, of chemistry, and of information into those berries. And so we're in ability to, when we consume that, of course, to integrate that entire unique composition of those nutrients and that chemistry and that information into our physiology. And it changes that brain chemistry. And so it's just an enlightening kind of experience.
Well, it's fascinating, too, when you go back and you recognize, all right, what is unique about this? You look at the terrain, and you described it so well. Here you've got the entire biomass, if you will, of the Amazon basin, you know, being brought up in the flood season, nourishing a unique plant and berry with properties that nothing else happens. I mean, some people think it's all magic, but, you know, you can literally track it back and see the nutrient profiles based on the way something grows. How does it flourish? And that fascinates me, and it should fascinate everybody, at least. And if you're not, at least try some, and you'll feel that fascination in your body. You'll see that come alive, which is the coolest thing. You can put it to the test.
Yeah, so it's so real. You just do it. You get that sense of kind of an increased confidence and value. And, you know, the largest selling category of drugs now in the United States are like the antidepressants.
Yeah, the SSRIs. Yeah. Very dangerous profession, the psychiatric profession. It used to be that it was a talk therapy. I have no problem with talk therapy. I think that's good. But when they converted into a drug, everything that has an emotion therapy, then it was like, no, all bets are off. Now it's become really a deranged profession.
Yeah. It's you know, I mean, there's so many... unfortunately, so many directions to go, and you end up with the end of the line with being handed pharmaceuticals. And it's become so common, and people have so many of them, even young kids now, that it's very disconcerting. When we can. There is, and a lot of that, if you don't have the specific amino acids I talked about, leucine, valine, serine, in appropriate amounts in your body, it results in moodiness and depression. And when you replace that, especially from a natural compound like the Camu Gold, you know, that just comes back. Your thoughts, the way you perceive the world, and the way you interface with your environment, you know, our perception is our reality. So when you're seeing the world in a different way, in a positive way, and you're feeling good, and you're interfacing, you know, at a higher level of consciousness in the world, then that makes the world better.
John, if someone was having, you know, more of a historical issue with, I'm not going to say psychiatric disorders, but you know, in that realm, would we increase the use, the dose more frequently? I mean, it says to take a few drops, basically 1 mL twice a day, but is it possible and safe to do so? I assume it is, but I don't want to, just go off half on this one. You understand it better than I do. How frequently you can use it if you feel like you need it?
Yeah, I use it every day, kind of all day. I just carry one in my pocket and just do a shooter all along.
Okay.
Every day. And, you know, yeah, it's just the berry, so it's nothing to be afraid of. And of course, it's not our place to say this is going to replace these drugs, but I suggest people get the nutrition in their body and see what our physiology can do if it has the right raw materials.
Right.
You know? We've got a new inventory of material here to work with that changes things pretty much immediately, you know, in
exactly.
just a few minutes.
Yeah, exactly right. And this is something that I think we have to be responsible to these things. I often hear about people that are drugging their children or themselves psychiatrically. They say, well, I tried everything. I was like, you know, I run a laundry list. Did you try this? Did you try this? Did you try this? Well, no, my doctor didn't tell me about those things. Well, you didn't try everything. But then again, you know, it's a very emotional issue, especially when you're drugging children. Anything we can do to limit or minimize or eliminate that, you know, I'm going to be working for that forever. So I appreciate all of your work on behalf not only of the rainforest, but the people of planet Earth to get these medicines, which are really foods that are medicine, just as we've known for thousands of years, back into, you know, the basis of what we are and who we are and what we do. Now, I think briefly here as we're wrapping up, the economic reset that we're in the midst of right now may be of great benefit, even though people are not liking the way it feels to have economic challenges in this way. But it will reduce a lot of the conspicuous and needless consumption of the things that are not really valuable and that may be harming or endangering us. So some of these things are going to change what is valuable to people, and I think health ultimately is that, and we'll rediscover that the medicine is the food and the food is the medicine as opposed to seeing it as a historical context.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And I think you're right. I think we are at a tipping point in consciousness where people are recognizing that. They're looking for the truth. They're finding these things out. And so I'm totally optimistic that the shift is on and people are going to do the things that work. And that's what they're looking for. They're looking for something that just works.
Absolutely. And how to get to you, I'm going to give you a couple of websites, or at least one, and a phone number as well. And it also will link up at the blog at robertscottbell.com. If you got your news notes through naturalnewsradio.com, learn more. These are the tools that I want everybody to access and try. It's AmazonHerbSpot.com. AmazonHerbSpot.com. I have it linked up there, as well as a phone number. And this is a phone number we're going to give that's available from around the world, because it's not a toll-free. It's 530-926-5077. Area code 530-926-5077. Any parting words to expand the consciousness for us all here, John?
Well, I just say on with the adventure. And, you know, as people recognize the value, you know, think of value in your life, think of the value that's available now. And I'm just very excited to be part of opening up those channels of distribution and making access to what I consider the greatest treasures, the greatest health treasures of our planet coming out of that Amazon basin.
Beautiful, beautiful. Amazon John Easterling, thank you for, we finally connected here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. I'm grateful for it. Enjoyed it immensely.
Thank you, Robert.
All right, that's pretty much a wrap here on the United States and world of Health Talk Radio. 100th episode since we launched on naturalnewsradio.com. Thanks again to Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, for dropping in. And all of those who love liberty and health freedom, the simultaneous, we cannot disconnect either from either. And I'm glad to be here every day. We got lots more healing to do this week. In the meantime, I'm just here to remind you, you know it, that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Got myself worked up over nothing today. All the trash is in my head, I gotta throw it away. It's alright. It's alright. It's looking like we're getting there. Over here, coming clear. Place that has no